Most tribes in Eastern Equatoria consider cattle as a source of bride price for marriage. When a man wants to marry, the number of cattle paid to the bride family varies from one culture to another. Angelo Oko-Ogok, a chief from the Peri community in Torit, says the Peri culture limits the number of cattle for marriage to 15 cattle as a bride price. The man must cultivate his in-law's farm for 3 years before he can officially marry his bride. Angelo says some parents have changed traditional norms and that the new ways of marriage have affected the girl child.
Let people focus on school because school is what can open people's minds. If there is no school, that means they can marry at the age of 14 years, because if they are not going to school, then you have to marry the girl off so that brothers can use the bride price for the sisters to marry, and that's what spoils girls because the brothers want to get married. Let the brothers go to school and marry with their money.
Angelo Lotem Lolwai is another chief from Karinga Kapweta South County. He says the Toposa value relationship between a man and a woman who are getting married. He says cattle are paid as a token of appreciation according to the size of the bride's family.
If the family for the girl is big, still you'll have to pay all of them. They will take 100 or 120 cattle. Those in the family who did not get will wait to be paid later. The man will come and say how many cattle he has. But most importantly is the relationship between the families. If the relationship is not good, even if you pay how many cattle, they will take back and the girl will be returned to their home.
Matthew Oduma Ovoro, a Lotuko chief in Torit, says a man can pay from 16 to 20 cattle for a bride price. Oduma says bride price has led to some parents trading off their daughters to gain wealth. He says if parents would register their children in school, their education could benefit their families in the future.
Girls nowadays in the town get pregnant very young, at least here in Tolit. But when you go outside in the mountain, you will find young girls with babies and you will think they are babysitters. But when actually they are mothers, girls now at 17 years are getting pregnant. In the law, this is wrong because she is still young. It's better for every child to go to school until she is old enough to benefit both parents and the husband.
The South Sudanese community places a strong emphasis on cultural traditions, valuing them even more than religious practices. The 64 tribes in the country share common cultural trends and have languages understandable to one another. Traditionally, South Sudanese men were allowed to have multiple wives, practicing polygamy, as long as they could afford to pay the bride price. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.